Blog Talk Radio.
This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, we humble ourselves and need thy mighty hand today. Tonight we ask the Holy Spirit just to come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Look upon us with grace, mercy, and love here tonight in the name of Jesus. Prepare the people's hearts to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that's trying to hinder the word of God from going forth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Look upon our heart with grace, mercy, and love here tonight in the name of Jesus. If there's any sin that so easily beset us here, and we just shake it off and put in the seal of forgiveness, cast it as far as the east is from the west. In the name of Jesus, we thank you in advance for answering prayers, honor, and requests, but most of all for the will of the Father just to be done here this night and forevermore. Crown our head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank you for answering prayers here tonight in the name of Jesus. How does man on Calvary's cross and under the sister clay use us, Father God, for thy glory? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have the Bible, amen, like you open up to the book of Luke, the fourth chapter, and be looking at verse 42 through 44. And the word of God reads, "And when it was day, Jesus departed and went into a deserted place. And the people sought him and came unto him and tried to restrain him that he should not depart from them. And he said unto them, I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities, for therefore am I sent. And he preached in the synagogue of Galilee." This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his holy word. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the use of the internet, we are able to teach and preach on a local level and be able to reach on a global level. We thank God for this opportunity. Just for the next few minutes, I want to talk about making eternal things priority in your life. Making eternal things priority in your life. Hallelujah. People of God, beloved, making eternal things priority should be a determination of yours in 2023. As a believer in Christ, when God is a priority, we spend a lot of time with him and in his word, in his presence, and in prayer. You see, God should be your number one priority in 2023. Yes, child of God, the priority of life, according to the Bible, the word of God, biblical instruction before leaving earth, is to have a commitment, first of all, to love God and to live out his kingdom purposes for your life. I'm going to say it again because it bears to be repeated. As a follower of Christ, as a child of God, the priority of your life, according to the Bible, is to have a commitment to love God and to live out his kingdom purpose for your life. You see, having a relationship with God is the umbrella under which all other priorities fall. People of God, establishing the correct priorities in our lives is vital. It is important for our success in life as Christians, born-again believers in Christ. Yes, beloved, we must always put God first as our priority in life in 2023. See, the word of God let us know in Matthew 6, verse 33. It says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Again, beloved child of God, we are talking about making eternal things priority in your life. As a believer in Christ, the key to having God's abundant life, God's love, his peace and joy, is keeping him in his rightful place and our priority in life. God should be first. We must put first things first. He is the one that saved us. He is the one that sits high and looks low. He is the one that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. God is the one that neither slumber nor sleep. God is the one that can make a way out of no way in our lives. So, beloved, establishing daily habits of prayer, of worship, and having regular, consistent time spent in reading God's word, studying God's word, should be a commitment of ours in 2023. So the Bible says in 2 Timothy 2 and 15, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Yes, beloved, child of God, God is good and worthy to be praised. God's word, the Bible, has wisdom, it has encouragement, comfort, and inspiration for every conceivable human problem or dilemma. There is an answer in God's word for every situation that we find ourselves in or we go through. You see, God's word will bring peace and stability to our spirit, and it will renew our mind. God's word will bring peace. Bible says in Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7, to be careful for nothing, but in everything through prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, making our requests known unto God. And the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Yes, also in the book of Romans 12, Bible says in verse 1 and 2, hallelujah, brethren, by the mercies of God, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Again, tonight we're talking about making eternal things priority in your life. Beloved, make it your goal to have a deep, intimate relationship with God. Let him come into every area of your life. And as you live to please him, he promised to bless your life and to make you prosperous. Yes, child of God, when you decide to serve God with your whole heart and with your whole heart, mind, body, and soul, and make him first in your life, your soul will prosper and your joy and peace will increase. The word priority is defined as following the state of having the most important or urgency in life. Child of God, from your priority follows the way you live your life. The thing that you most find yourself giving attention to is the thing that is priority in life. So we must choose very carefully. We must choose things that will be beneficial, things that will have a positive outcome in our lives. So, beloved, again, we are reminded that our number one priority in life as a follower of Christ is having our relationship with God. This should be a no-brainer for a follower of Christ, because God is the one that have orchestrated himself into the equation of our lives. So child of God, make God a priority of every thought, a priority of every action, a priority of every word spoken. Here in the book of Mark, the 12th chapter, verse 30, it says, "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength." This is the first commandment. Child of God, live in light of eternity, because your time on earth is short. Bible says life is like a vapor. You're here today and you may be gone today. Hallelujah. It is short in light of eternity. Eternity means forever and ever. So do not waste the precious time, the precious gift of time that God has given to you while here on planet Earth. It is time to be serious about being involved in the things of God. It is a time to make sure that the assignment that was tailor-made for you to complete here on planet Earth. Yes, while you got breath in your body and you're found in your right mind, while you're on top of the ground and the ground not on top of you, there's still hope for you to complete your assignment, your purpose here on planet Earth. Here we see in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 15 through 16. It says, "See then that you walk circumspectly, carefully, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil." Beloved, with God's help, you can be a wise, strong, godly person, a spiritual man or woman who has godly priority that pleases and glorify God. Yes, the Bible says that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, according to Hebrews 11 and 1. Hebrews 11 and 6 says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please God, that them that come to God must believe excuse me, that he is who he say he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So we must seek him while he may be found. We must draw nigh to him as he draw nigh to us. Again, Matthew 6:33 says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added. So are you putting Jesus first as priority in your life by making eternal things priority in 2023? As a believer in Christ, you must never allow distraction or doubt to choke out your faith. Rather than, you should look to Jesus as the author and finisher of your faith. You should focus on your future and not on your failure, your past failures, because there's nothing that we can do about the past. It's behind us. But we can look on to the future. We can look on to the hills from which comes our help coming from the Lord. So, beloved, God is all-knowing. God is all-powerful. And God is ever-present in times of trouble. You see, God knows the future, and he has a plan for your life as a follower of Christ. Yes, in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verses 11 through 13, it says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will listen unto you, and you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. God want us as his children to put him as priority in life, to put him first in everything we say and do. Yes, put God first. Then father, mother, children, friends, family and friends, in that order. God is the one that woke us up. He's the one that has extended grace, mercy, and love upon our lives each and every day. He is the one that has placed within us a hope that is against hope for people that's living in hopeless situations that don't know which way to go. When their back is against the wall, God has placed within us his approval. His hand is upon us. Yes, we're in this world, but we're not of it. God wants us to put him first, to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world, for us to be representative of Jesus wherever we may go while we're here on planet earth. Yes, according to Jeremiah, the Bible says that God knows our thoughts before we even think it. He thinks about us in a positive way, with thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give us a future and an unexpected end. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, stick with God. Let him be your source above all other resources. Let him be the one that will lead, guide, and direct you, calling by his Holy Spirit. Let him be the one, as we stretch out in faith, walk in obedience, that his blessings is in store for us as born-again believers of Christ. The word says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard the things that God has in store for those that their heart is loyal towards him, for those that love him. Hallelujah. God is a great God. He is a good God. He is a merciful God. He's a God that desires to bless us in all areas of our lives. But we must line up, position ourselves within the faith, position ourselves to where his blessings can overshadow and overtake our lives. You see, if we obey God, God will bless us. Bible says in Romans, hallelujah, the Bible says, according to Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. God wants to strengthen us in all areas of our lives. As we give him free course in all areas of our lives, he'll build us up in the faith. But we must make a choice each and every day of our lives to walk closely with him, to have a commitment, to make a choice to obey him according to his word each and every day, not just on Sunday mornings or during midweek service. No, to obey him 24/7, 7 days a week. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, even in 2023, there's times where it does get hard to be a believer in Christ when we yield ourselves to the lust of the world, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. But when we yield ourselves completely after having a born-again experience with God, as we allow him to lead, guide, and direct us, his peace that surpasses all understanding shall keep us in perfect peace as we keep our minds on the Lord. Yes, child of God, you must refuse to dwell on failure of the past, and you must put your focus on the future, on future things, and keep moving forward. For an example, when we look at people that never stopped but kept on going, when we look at, for instance, like Colonel Sanders, who was 62 years old at the time, and with $105, he tried to start a chicken franchise with his recipe. After 1,009 rejections, he worked a deal with a restaurant in Utah. And the rest is history. In other words, Kentucky Fried Chicken franchise was born and became a major franchise in life. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, winners never quit, and quitters never win. So be a winner and keep stretching out in faith, moving up, keep moving forward. When we look at another person by the name of Walt Disney, who was fired from a job because they said he was told that he lacked imagination. If he, Walt Disney, would have focused on what was told unto him, there would not have been a Disney World or theme parks. Hallelujah. He just kept going forward and believed God and kept moving, forgetting about the past failure, forgetting about what people said about him. Something deep down within kept pushing him, and he kept going forward, believing for a change to come about. And we know all about it. The rest is history, especially in the Florida state area. So believer of Christ, this is only two examples. You have to see yourself as being a winner. And don't quit. Remember, winners never quit. And quitters never win. The question is, which one will you want to be in 2023? So believer in Christ, choose to move forward in your life by staying focused on the future that you have in Jesus Christ. Focus on your relationship with Jesus. Focus on the plans that God has for you, for your life. Do not get weighted down with negativity, with negative thoughts or distraction from other people. No, keep your eyes on the prize. Look on to Jesus as the author and finisher of your faith, who is our set example as a child of God, that we must look to. He defeated sin within this world, lived a sinless life, took upon himself the sins of the world. It was nailed on, hallelujah, he was nailed to an old rugged cross. He was crucified. He was raised high and stretched wide. He became the ultimate sacrifice for all mankind. Jesus, they put a crown of thorns on his head. Sweat and blood came running down his brow. They mocked him, called him everything but a child of God. While on that cross, they pierced him in his side. The water and blood came trembling down. And when it hit the earth, lightning started flashing. Thunder started roaring. Hallelujah. And the dead that was in tombs came out and walked among the living at that particular place. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus died for the remission of our sins. And afterwards, before he gave up the ghost, placed his spirit in his Father's, before his Father placed his spirit in his hand, he said, forgive them, they know not what they do. He was placed in a borrowed tomb. And after 3 days, he rose up with powerful eyes. That same Jesus was seen by witnesses for 40 days and 40 nights before he ascended on high. He told his disciples to go and tarry at Jerusalem and wait for the promise of the Comforter to come. And after after he ascended on high, after 10 days, the Comforter came while there was in a upper room, in one heart, one mind, and in one accord, and was filled with the Holy Spirit as the Spirit gave him utterance. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, it is essential. It is important as children of the Most High God to make eternal things priority in our lives in 2023. God is good.
Much in my life, tried everything, but nothing turned out right. Then the master, he took my hand. Now he's leading me to the promised land. Oh yeah, Jesus loved me. Yes, my Jesus, he loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me.
Praise the Lord, God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise and all glory, all honor belongs to him this day and forevermore. Truly, God love us, amen, and love that surpasses all understanding. God loves us, hallelujah, with an everlasting love. It is a blessing to know that the God that we serve, he is alive and well. He desire to bless his people over in abundance. But we must do our part. If we will, God will meet us where we are, and he will bless us in all areas of our lives. So we just want to thank God for each and every one that's listening tonight. Those that'll be listening at a later date, we just touch and agree with you that the Lord will just continually bless you in all areas of your life. And whatever you believe in God for, according to his will for you, and at his timing, he will come through if you stay in faith and walk in obedience each and every day of your life. Here in the book of Proverbs 19, verse 21, it says, there are many plans in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord that shall stand. Yes, making eternal things priority in your life should be your determination in 2023 as a believer in Christ. Yes, beloved child of God, the God of the universe has a plan for each and every believer in Christ. It is your responsibility, though, to give heed to God's plan for you as a born-again believer in Christ. You see, the key is to pray and to seek his plan and his timing and to trust in God's plan for your future. Yes, look on to the hills from which cometh your help. Keep moving forward. Don't look back. Remember Lot's wife, when she looked back, she was turned into a pillar of salt. So the lust of the world, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life should not be your priority. Your priority should be the things of God, to be wrapped up, tied up, tangled up in the things of God. Here, when we look at the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Yes, understand this. You have a choice. So focus on the good and not on the past failures. Hallelujah. Again, we are reminded of what Jeremiah 29, verse 11 said. For I know the thoughts, the plan I have for you, says the Lord. Thoughts, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Yes, beloved, as humans, we are always trying to make plans. Sometimes we make plans and they don't fare out because we haven't checked with God first. Remember, you're not your own anymore. You've been bought with a price. So when we try to think what is best for us, for our lives, and we strive to accomplish the plans we made, there's only one problem. Because our plans, our thoughts are limited and imperfect. So we need to pray and trust God at all times. Seek him first in everything we say and do. Put first thing first as priority in 2023. So, beloved, you need to follow God's plan in the present and in every day of your life and move forward according to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. See, the Bible says them that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God, sons and daughters of God. Remember again that we've been bought with a price. We're not our own anymore. We belong to God. Jesus, he died. He became the ultimate sacrifice for all mankind. He satisfied the penalty that was needed to pay for the sacrifice for sin. That's why he's the way, the truth, and the life. So, beloved, as a child of God, you need to follow God's plan in the present, in every day of your life, and move forward towards the future. Don't stay stuck in a rut. God wants us to keep it moving. So make eternal things priority in your life. Child of God, remember about P-R-I-D-E, pride. Pride can get in the way of following God's plan. The word of God says here in the book of Proverbs 16, verse 18, it says, pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before he fall. So, child of God, don't be overconfident, because overconfidence will cause you to follow your own plan rather than seeking God's plan and his ways. Yes, sometimes we, as a child of God, we can get big-headed, thinking that we did it, believing that we have accomplished what God have accomplished for us. So that's why we got to walk in humility, always being mindful and thankful to God. Because the Bible says every good and perfect gift come from above, from the Father of light, who has no variousness or shadow of turning. We must seek him first in everything that we say and do, and get his approval about everything that we do. So believe in Christ. Focus on your future. If you want to succeed in your walk with Christ, you will need to focus on your future in Christ. You need to be humble and to not allow pride or overconfidence to rule your heart. So set your plan, your immediate plan, aside, and your agenda, and seek God's plan, God's agenda for your life in 2023. Put him first, and all will fall in place. Hallelujah. So remember, beloved, that life as we know it is a journey. So focus on your future in Christ and not on your own plans or past mistakes. Yes, your plan is only temporary at best. But with God's plan, you have an everlasting, eternal future with Christ in glory as you walk in faith and victory in Christ Jesus as our Redeemer, the author and finisher of our faith. So, beloved, put priority on the things of great value. Child of God, putting priority on the greatest vessel of values means that you must manage your life very carefully. See that you walk circumspectly, carefully, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. And indeed, when we look around in 2023, we are living in evil times. We are living in a time where the culture that we live in is based upon running to lies instead of running to the truth. It's based upon, if it feel good, do it. But I stop by to let you know, as born-again believers of Christ, we are not subject to worldly standards. No, we are still subject. We are subject to a higher standard, which is God's standard. Hallelujah. God wants us to do better because we know better. God wants us to live a life that will be a reflection of Jesus Christ, a reflection to the world, that they'll be able to see Jesus in us and through us. Yes, beloved. God have left us here for a purpose and for a reason. So we as born-again believers of Christ must not take living the life very, very lightly. No, we're in this world, but we're not of it. Thank God we're on top of the ground, and the ground not on top of us. Thank God it wasn't the alarm clock that woke us up. But it was the hand of God that woke us up. And it's the hand of God that is keeping us in this fallen, sin-filled, dark world that we are living in. We must put on the whole armor of God that will be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. We know the devil goes as a roaring lion seeking who he may devour. Bible says in John 10:10, the thief come to kill, to steal and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Yes, thank God for the abundant life. Thank God for being merciful, for leading, guiding, and directing us. Thank God for his spirit, the Holy Spirit, who leads and guides us in absolute truth. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, let's live for Christ. Living for Christ is for us to keep eternal values in view. Yes, each and every year, as we get close to the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, let us live a life as unto the Lord. Bible says all that will live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. As we look around, there's persecution happening throughout the land, even in third world countries, where people have given their life because of their stand for Jesus Christ. So we must ask the Lord each and every day of our lives to strengthen us in areas where we may be weak, to help deliver us in areas where we fall short. Bible says, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. In Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. We thank God for his mercy, his grace, and his love. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, if you put priority on things of eternal value, of eternal priority, you will have a life of integrity until Jesus Christ come back again. You will also live a life by a scale of values, both in the near and far term, until Jesus Christ come back again. The Bible says in John 14, verse 1, 2, and 3, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. This is a promise that is given. The Bible says God is not a man that he should lie, or the Son of Man that he should repent. If he said it, he shall bring it to pass. So, beloved, always put God first in your life here in 2023. As a born-again believer of Christ, put your hand in the Master's hand. Believer in Christ, calling God as your priority, it means to focus on him throughout the day and to give him much of your time to engage with God through prayer, attending church seminars and services, studying and soaking yourself deep in the scriptures, searching the scriptures, because in them you obtain eternal life. Also to participate in Bible study session during midweek service. Putting God first means keeping him in mind while engaging with other people, or activities throughout your life. Bible says here in 1 Corinthians 10:31, it says, whether therefore you eat or drink, or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. Truly, everything we do in life as Christians should be done to honor God and to help others along the way. Bible says here in the book of John 14, verse 15, it says, if you love me, keep my commandments. Child of God, to put anything first in your life is to hold something as a priority. You can determine your priority based on where you devote most of your time and your energy to. Yes, in Matthew chapter 6, verse 21. It says, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Beloved, God wants to hear from us on a daily basis. And one way to do this is through prayer. The Bible says in Luke 18, verse 1, the because of the verse, men ought always to pray and don't faint. Hallelujah. Or lose heart. So we as born-again believers of Christ understand how important prayer is. It is essential to our walk in Christ, with Christ. Prayer is needed. It's a vehicle of communication that is used to bridge communication between God and man. So we must establish a way of communication with God, either by prayer or by thinking, meditating on the word of God, speaking it out loud while we are praying, or writing our thoughts to God on paper. Either way, it will establish communication with God our Father, the provider of our needs. Yes, beloved, thank God continuously, according to 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18. Thank him in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. Give God thanks. It is a sign of humility and our dependency on him. When we offer thanksgiving to God, we bring him honor because we reflect on how much we value him. Yes, believer of Christ, as God, believer of Christ, as God have instructed us, let us serve him today. Let us pray to him also, which will open us up to learn more about God's will for our lives. Make an eternal thing priority in your life in 2023 should be a goal of every believer of Christ. So, beloved, in order to understand what being a Christian is all about, it means you cannot rely on our feelings, on your feelings about right or wrong, or on the guidance of other people. No, the Bible says here in the book of 2 Timothy 3 and 16, it says that all scriptures is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. So child of God, God's word is the first place where you should go to discern how God wants you to live. Yes, God desires that your obedience to him and to his word be obeyed and followed. You see, God's word, the Bible, biblical instruction before leaving earth, it supplies us with a great deal of wisdom about how to live and how to live in life that is pleasing in God's eyesight and how to serve both God and others. You see, the more information we have, the more we show God how much we value him by obeying him. Bible says to obey is better than sacrifice. Yes, in the word of God, in Matthew chapter 6, verse 24, it says, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You can't serve God and mammon or riches is a choice that you must make on a daily basis. Yes, my brother and sister in Christ, we as followers of Christ may choose to pass from food, electronics, or specific activities, all in an effort to promote our connection to God. You see, if God is to be our priority, if God is to be our first love, we will have to be willing to make sacrifice to ensure that we should obey him at all times, 24/7, because the word of God says in 1 Samuel 15, verse 22, the B clause in the verse said, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice and to hearken than the fat of rams. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, as we bring this message to a close about making eternal things priority in our lives, we just hope and pray there was something that was said that would entice you and encourage you to keep on keeping on in the things of God. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. My brothers and sisters in Christ, if you would like to write to us on any subject that you want us to expound upon, you can write to us at W. Tebow or Lisa M. Tebow at P.O. Box 92864 Lafayette, Louisiana 70509. Again, you can reach us at Dudley Tebow or Lisa Tebow at P.O. Box 92864 Lafayette, Louisiana 70509. May God bless you. Have a blessed night and a blessed and safe weekend. God's willing, Jesus tarry, we'll meet again on Tuesday at 6 p.m. God bless. Have a good night.